I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List
O-M-F-G. Hello.
Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that
I just took some time to swish some water around while you finished that song.
No problem, no problem.
Great. This is a exciting day.
Oh my God. Every once in a while.
Right?
Every once in a while. A unicorn.
A youthful unicorn.
A youthful unicorn saunters through the studio doors.
And today we have said youthful unicorn, Charlie Malta.
You said it. Now, there may be some people out there where that doesn't ring a bell. Who's Charlie Malta, you might say?
Well, you're about to find out. Every picture we've ever taken, almost, has, you know, a beautiful collage of shoes behind us.
Right.
Decorated, painted for all the podcasts on the Earwolf Wolf Pop Network.
Yeah, so, like, if you've heard How Did This Get Made, with June Raphael, Paul Scheer, Jason Manzoukas, you may have heard Comedy Bang Bang by Scott Aukerman. What other shows? We've got Improv for Humans, Matt Besser. These are all shows on the Earwolf Network. That's the sister station to the Wolf Pop Network, where we are right now. And
these were created, these beautiful
shoes
by the Charlie Malta.
So he's sort of like given a branding to these this network from, you know, his artwork. And he makes these specialized show shoes. I like to call them show shoes. And
those that are in the know do.
Show shoes. the wall is like a big sort of earphone.
Headphones.
What's an earphone?
I don't know.
Okay, great. Is an earphone something?
No.
Okay, great. So there's a there's one wall when you walk into the studio, and it's a giant headphone created out of his shoes, and they're super cool. So the guy is only 23, so we can have him on. He's a youth. He's an artist youth.
Very artsy. Long red hair.
Curly.
I could take some hair tips from him
today. Sure. I wonder if he puts a product
We're
in
gonna
there.
Find out. We're definitely gonna find out.
He's got a lot of energy.
Yes.
Sweet as could be.
Loud. A little loud.
A little loud. But you know what? So are we at this particular moment, because we're jacked up on some coffee and caffeine. He's super loving. I feel like he comes with a good heart.
Loud in a good way. You know I meant loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, very happy to be here.
We're happy to have him.
Let's bring him in.
Let's see what this artist youth has to say.
O-M-F-G!
Welcome, Charlie Malta.
Is this the... Are we starting?
Yeah.
Hey! It's me! Is this starting?
Yeah, we're
right. I always introduce myself like this when I shake somebody's hand.
Oh,
I go,
okay.
Hey, it's me, Juice Man.
That's a lot.
That's my nickname, but I go by Charlie Malta, but my real name's Juice Man, right?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
No, flip it around. It's the other way. My real name's Charlie Malta. Nickname's Juice Man, right?
How did you get the nickname Juice Man?
Drinking orange juice, lots of orange juice in grade school, like seventh. 8th grade, 2005.
So probably. Much orange
It was
juice.
Like your thing?
Yeah, and then my hair was orange too.
Yeah.
I used to have a shaved head in grade school, Catholic grade school, so you couldn't have the long locks. And I played basketball, and there's a basketball team that I'm a huge fan, was a fan of, called the And One Mixtape Tour, the team. Do you know about that?
No. It's not like, off the top, but go on.
It's like street ball. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters, but like more... Even more urban or streets, kind of. I don't know. But they all had nicknames, and like one dude's name was Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce.
And
Hot Sauce.
Professor.
Yeah.
And so
the
anyways. They all had nicknames, and I was a basketball player, I was a point guard, and I wanted to have my own unique nickname. So it was like Drinking the Juice and the Orange Hair. And I was like, just started going by Orange Juice. I was like, hey guys, call me Orange Juice now.
Yeah. That is the best. When you're like in middle school and you're trying to make it happen,
you're like, call me Orange Juice. Hey guys, I'm wondering, can you call me, Toothpaste? Can you guys call me Toothpaste?
Did you have a nickname?
D Money.
Nice.
D Rock, D Ray. Awesome. Those still exist.
Yeah.
You know,
I can see that for you.
DD. Those are what I have. Nothing like Juice Man. Nothing like Orange Juice.
Orange Juice, and it was like Orange Juice. That's OJ. You don't want to be called OJ, right?
No.
So I was like, instantly, I was like, all right, they got to change the spelling.
Yeah, so quick.
I threw a G on there. Orange Juice, OG, Juice with a G.
Cool.
And you know, I mean, great. Listen to a lot of rap music, so I'm thinking like, you know, super high voice. I have braces, and I'm calling myself Orange Juice with an OG, calling myself an OG. Like, what? You know. So, but that's how it started. And you know, as I got older, I became a man and started going by Juice Man. Yeah.
As I got older, I became a man, and I became the OG.
And you're a man of how many years?
Oh, I'm 23. Yes,
wow.
23.
A man of 23.
It's like you could be 42. Or 17. Like, that's like, you are one of those people where if someone said to me, this guy's 17, I'd go, okay. And if they were like, this guy's 42, I'd go, okay. Do you know what I'm saying? Or anything in between.
I see it. I'm a little shocked.
Why?
That is so funny. I mean, my brother always jokes about all the lines on my face. And so I get that.
Do you have lines?
No.
It's not that.
No, it's just my forehead. It's wrinkles.
It's not about that.
It's a joke.
It's just there's certain people who I couldn't tell you what their age is.
No,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? Like,
Most people. I can't nail it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's a wide range here.
I don't take any offense, you know.
No offense.
I'm a human being, most of all. You know, I'm not the ages, you know, I don't know.
No, you have a non-age to you.
Cool.
Do you know what I mean?
That's really cool.
Ageless.
I understand that because my closest friends are older than me. Like, my brother's 27 or 28.
Ew.
And my cousin is like 32 or something.
Disgusting. Oh, that disgusts me.
So,
I have nausea.
Wait, why?
She's crazy. She's having fun with their oldness.
Okay, yeah.
We only deal with 25 and under.
But no, that's what I was also going to say too. Like, even getting invited on this podcast because I knew I've listened to lots of episodes and like,
shut
thank
up.
You.
I know about Truffle Butter. I know about Jordan Jones spitting raps.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Shout out Jordan Jones.
Shout out Jordan Jones.
Yo, Jordan, you need any beats? I got them.
Ooh. Okay, a little offer on the table. I like that.
But it was funny because I've seen all the young talent on your show, and I was like,
"Yes, you're like, I am a young talent."
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily like, I know you asked about lingo and being hip and stuff.
Well,
and
we do ask these questions,
right? And I'm a little bit off the grid with like I don't necessarily do a lot of hanging out at like parties and social gatherings. I'm more of a person that stays in my room and paints a lot. Like,
so let's get into that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Let's just deal with who you are, who all you right. are to this studio, mm-hmm. who you are.
Right.
In,
how did we get here?
How did you become the resident artiste of the Earwolf Wolf Pop Nation?
Right. This is pretty crazy. So I started listening to Earwolf podcasts in like 2011.
Okay.
And first pod I heard was like Comedy Bang Bang,
mm-hmm.
and then I heard Who Charted, How Did This Get Made, and then, you know, became, checked a ton of them out.
Yeah.
And I was definitely listening to like Marc Maron's podcast at the time too.
Yeah.
That was like, those Comedy Bang Bang and Marc Maron was my intro to the podcast world, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy fan since.
Yeah, it's a great opening right there.
So, but yeah, that's, the shoe thing started back in when I was playing basketball. That's some detail I didn't say, maybe to you here. So I made my own like shoes to wear on the court, basically,
oh,
to
cool.
have the fly kicks. Like, look at me.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
the point
yeah.
guard. You know, I'm the dude on his team that you're going to have to deal with or whatever.
Great.
That's how I was then.
That's cool. Yeah, like, so that's how the shoes got started.
Right, yeah.
And then you sent a pair, was it for Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah, yeah, just I think it had the Comedy Bang Bang logo. I just copied that. And then after that pair, I sent another one with Scott and Reggie on it.
That's so cool.
And
so it really did start as fan art.
Yeah, just yeah, I was just like, I love this podcast. Every one of these episodes I listen to get so many laughs. Like, this is something that I could do to – whatever, give back, or, you know, maybe they would like this. I don't know. Maybe they won't respond because you never know. I've done a lot of shoes, sent them out there to people. Sometimes you don't get responses.
Who could not respond to some shoes?
So thrilling.
I mean, fan art. You know how I feel.
Emily is like, you all, know she want, all she wants. Like, so, and we'll just press pause on this for 1 second because I feel like we're just to share. When we got, okay, so the word, I think you Facebooked me and said, like, I think you were the one who said, shoes are coming.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, your shoes are coming. And we felt so many feelings inside.
Lost our minds.
We were here recording with Sam, and the box was here. And we got ourselves our Periscope together.
Right.
And we did the unboxing. And it was, they're seriously gorgeous. They're hot pink with white lettering, OMFG, 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 podcast. Emily has a pair. I have a pair. We love them so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was like a genuine feeling of we're really here. We've arrived. Mm-hmm. We have our shoes together.
We have our shoes. And this is, you know, so you cute. You do great work. What you're doing is great work for everyone.
Yeah,
for
the world. It's just so cool. It really is. It's a little wolfbop.com in there. So we know the joy of receiving a Juice Man shoe. I mean, I'm holding it right now and cradling it. Just exciting. It's just really exciting. It's dated. It's the 32nd pair of – I didn't know what? I never read that. This is the 32nd pair of 2015 that you've created.
Right. Yeah, so that's maybe a detail I could mention. My pairs, shoe pairs, pairs of shoes of like – so 2011, I was crazy year. I made 325 pairs of shoes. That's insane. And then 2012, I made 218 pairs. 2013, 86. 2014, 145. And this year, I kind of –
It's a slow year on shoes.
I slowed down because of wanting to do other things. Like I'm working on a bunch of bigger canvas paintings.
Cool.
That because I was like so focused on the shoes for many years, just doing that, receiving the order, getting it to the customer as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And
can I ask how much do a pair of shoes go for?
Right. Well, you see, I don't necessarily know if you can even get them. Whoever's listening out here.
Okay. So
there's a chance that. If you tried ordering, it probably would decline the order, actually.
So when one could, how much?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
What are we looking at?
I used to sell them for like 80 a pair.
Oh, okay.
Reasonable.
Yeah. And that was always something that, like, I mean, originally I started just doing them for dirt cheap friends in high school for 10
bucks
or something.
Yeah, cover the cost of the shoe.
Right. And that's how it kind of has been over the years, like upon doing numbers and stuff, figuring out, hey, did I make any money this year? Did I not make any money this year? So there's certain occasions where I would make money on the shoe, on the pair, but a lot of times it was like, I just was basically putting all my money into each and every pair.
Right.
And that's kind of how it was the whole time. I've not ever, like, you know, been at a place where it was, like, super profitable or something like that.
Okay. Because if I do some math here, and I'm terrible at it, but at $80 a pop,
you're getting into numbers
times
here. Nice.
300, and what was your biggest year of shoes?
325. That's a high number.
I mean, I'm looking at, and I don't do math well.
Yeah.
But do I have $26,000 on the table? Is that possible?
I know, and that's insane, right? That's a high number.
You got to take out the cost of the shoes.
All right, so let's minus that. What are we looking at?
I could say basically on every year I've ever done this, it's I have lost money, basically.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I know that's a lot of money.
It does seem like a tremendous amount of money.
And, like, you know, it's like I live with my parents still. Like, I'm 23, I live with my parents, and so I say that because it's like if this was a successful
endeavor.
people say successful, meaning I don't know what people determine.
Right.
But I'm saying like money. Like
profitable.
If I made a profitable ton of money on this, I would be living on my own out here, like, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
But the situation is that's not really true that I've been a huge profitable
Which is fine.
To call it a business.
Okay. Right?
Can I just add something? Yes. My definition of success.
I don't know. Yeah.
Is your depiction of engineer Cody. That is.
Speak to that a little bit, Brett.
That
please.
Is your just legacy right there.
Break it down. Let the people know what you mean by that.
You got Cody's essence so correctly. Like you boiled him down into like his most spiritual core.
distilled down.
Yes.
Like a caveman core. Maybe.
Yeah.
Now, what is it when you look? Okay, so Charlie was the juice man was. Can you pass me the Cody shoe? We have it here for inspiration.
Cody, and you know, another engineer here, just for those that don't know, his shoe has his picture, a depiction of the Cody on it.
And it's like. First of all, something I'd love to ask about the prickly,
prickly
hairs that are coming off of his arm and his chest.
Yeah.
Is that based on hair you saw on him, or just sort of the essence of his prickly? Prickliness that came through to you, or just go on.
No, I just like was looking at the photo. I was like, I'm pretty sure he probably has hairy arms. You know, right. I don't know. Like,
because
he had brown hair. I was like, well, maybe I don't know if he's Italian or whatever, but. I was like, I definitely seen some hair in the picture, so that was how that hair came about.
See, sometimes the artist doesn't even know what's channeling through him.
It's coming.
I don't know.
For us to see.
That's right.
Yeah. You received something from the universe of what Cody is, and it has nothing to do with the arm hair.
Right.
No. That's not a literal thing.
Right.
But
it's
you nailed it.
Right.
Thank you.
And his face.
That prickly arm hair is in him.
Yes. His face is like. there's sort of a caveman, right?
Yeah, it's essence very caveman.
Coming through.
And with the hair, it's almost like wolf-like as
wolfish,
well, you know?
It's a wolfish. There's something.
It's great.
He looks, I guess it's.
And it's the open mouth look, you know, where it's like he could be saying. Ugh.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a mouth breather and a little. You know, he's smart, but maybe also dim. That's sort of what I'm getting from this well.
He's a savant. He's like the smartest dumb guy
that around.
What? And he's great. He's a great engineer. But you just it's everything I've wanted to say to Cody in that picture.
In distilled.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I like to tell people what their real jobs are. You know, like, kids will come in here and they'll be talking, I want to do this. And I'm like, no. This is what you're actually supposed to be doing because they'll tell you. I mean, they say it. You are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. It is so clear with this art that you are living life.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. I am so like, you know, content and cool with what I'm doing in life. Like I don't every day I wake up and I get to make art. So that's
the money's coming.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Right. So money, it's like
the money's
coming.
Don't worry about it. It's coming.
And that's something too that is, you know, here's a quote. Can I quote? Can you quote things on this?
Sure.
There's a quote that I like a lot, but I'm also kind of with, all right, it's to labor in the arts for any reason other than love is prostitution. What do you think about that?
I think it's hot.
That
swells me up a little bit.
Stephen Pressfield said that. Yeah. Howard Kramer gave me the book recommendation, The War of Art.
It's a beautiful book.
Fantastic
book.
I've
read it several times. It's
awesome. So.
Have you read it?
I haven't.
You should read it.
But. That it's like, you know, it's like I've done a lot of pairs of shoes that I really didn't like to do. And that's something that I look back on. Whatever. That's how it was. I was trying it out. And
why is that?
So, right. That's why I was saying about like you might not be able to get any shoes now.
Okay.
We're done with shoes. We need more money.
So, right. You've heard. Yeah. why is that I did not certain pairs over other pairs? I see what you're saying.
No, I guess I'm asking. So did an order come in that you really in your heart didn't want to fulfill? Is that what you're saying?
I see. Like I had this thing where like I just wanted to say yes to everybody because of wanting to be liked and to just get my work out there more. I had this, I don't know what I want to say here. There's a lot of stuff that, like I used to be crazy into like lots of energy drinks and lots of caffeine and staying up all the hours possible to get these shoes painted.
Oh, wow.
And this, like that 325 pair a year, that's all I was doing was just
cranking.
Trying to do as many as possible and supply everybody with shoes, you know?
Right.
And So I could say at that time I wasn't necessarily mentally healthy, and we don't necessarily have to get into all that. But if we could if you want. But what I'm trying to say is through that time, I did a lot of shoes that definitely I wasn't enjoying, and I thought the design sucked. But, you know, so it's like – but then there was other ones that I really liked. Is any of this coming across clear? I don't know.
What you're saying is that you kind of painted yourself into a corner, no pun intended, because you were so thirsty to kind of get all of this and to get your name out there and to do what you love that it kind of fell in on itself.
Became something I wasn't necessarily super happy with. Right.
And so you're kind of reorganizing yourself.
Yeah.
You put down the energy drinks, and now you're limiting what you're doing to just what you want to do and love doing.
Yeah, getting to like that of like, okay, if I wake up, what do I want to do? And I'm working on bigger paintings now. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I hate painting shoes and I don't like doing it anymore. I still have the ability to do it and I could forever, but it's something like I'm saying, I wasn't profiting on it and it, like I was saying, it wasn't
fulfilling you.
Yes, exactly. At some certain point, I've just did it for so long that it became so easy. And it's like, there's no challenge. It's like, then that's just a level of comfort, like to be getting out of the comfort zone, then I would grow. Now I got all these new paintings I'm working on that I'm super excited about.
Hot.
How about this?
Why don't we take a little break?
Yeah, yeah.
We want to know about your hair, by the way.
Okay.
Great hair. Thank you. There's any sort of conditioning going on.
Okay.
A deep conditioning. That's what I'm assuming.
Deep conditioning.
Because I've heard about buns on this show. So
man buns, yeah.
And I know they're not really into those.
Well, some of us are, some of us aren't.
And when we come back, we'll find out if you've ever done that.
Yeah, we'll find out. Big things.
I've ever done man buns?
Don't tell us. OMFG.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm.
It's like the Netflix for podcasts.
With Howl Premium, you get exclusive access to a brand new Howl original dramatic miniseries called Fruit.
This series tells the story of an African-American professional football player who struggles with his sexuality.
Fruit is written and directed by Issa Rae, who is best known as the creator of the critically acclaimed web series Awkward Black Girl.
Oh my God, I love her.
She also writes and stars in the upcoming HBO comedy Insecure.
The first episode of Fruit debuted February 3rd, and a new episode premieres every week.
You can hear this provocative drama only with Howl Premium, where you also get exclusive access to more than 120 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries, plus dozens of comedy albums.
New episodes and albums are released every week.
All the archives of WTF with Marc Maron and all Earwolf and Wolfpop shows.
And I would say, Emily, that Fruit and OMFG Investigates are a perfect pairing.
Ugh, it's like fruit and wine.
I'll say.
Fruit of the wine.
Okay.
What? I don't know. Get access to all this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android phone, and on the web for only $4.99 a month.
And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial.
To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at Howl.fm and enter code OMFG at checkout.
Remember, to hear the new Howl original drama Fruit, along with dozens of original audio miniseries, go to Howl.fm.
That's Howl.fm and use promo code OMFG for a 1 month free trial of Howl Premium. OMFG. But we're back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to me, Juice Man, with the OMFG Babes.
Oh, babes.
We will take that and put it right in the bag.
Meow.
I don't think anyone said that to you ladies on the show.
Thank you.
My mom will walk in on me, like, working and stuff. And she's like, hey, Juicy, what are you listening to?
Juicy.
I say, Mom, the OMFG Babes.
Oh, my gosh. That made my day.
Thank you. Delightful.
Then, you know, she would say, what, are they keeping a trill over there on the podcast? I said, yeah.
They're keeping a trill. Oh, my God, your mom's amazing.
Yes, I think so as well.
So, Charlie.
Hi. Deanna.
Hi.
So, we had just kind of gone over some things.
Yeah.
So, you sent these Who charted and right. was the first one? It
Comedy,
was
right.
Comedy Bang Bang.
And then,
Comedy
yeah.
Bang Bang. You sent them some shoes.
Right. And then, yeah.
So you heard back, right? They like were
oh,
like,
yeah. Well, I seen like pictures and, right. I'm pretty sure he was emailing with somebody at the point. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember. But then like, great. Yeah, after those Comedy Bang Bang shoes, the next people I did them was for Who Charted, Howard and Kulop.
Cool.
And then so
those, and me right
right and then Brett as well right
Brett you got your I shoes got an early
pa- I right. got an early pair oh, I've gotten wow. two Juice Man
the,
pairs.
What are these right. right on the table we brought them in
these are that, the those recent are one the newer most ones, recent ones right.
so yeah. you got you have two pairs
I got two pairs
of shoes
yeah
stop bragging
my first one right. wasn't like personal it wasn't my face
yeah yeah it was just yeah it was just monsters like my default yeah. what I would draw if you yeah. said give me a piece of paper I'll probably draw monsters in geometric shapes or something
sure.
Yeah, no so that's duh. What his was.
Juice
yeah.
Man's early period.
Yeah, early monster work, monster era. And geometrics yeah. for Brett.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel when you got those, Brett?
Oh my God, I was overcome.
Yeah.
I was so happy to receive those. It was actually one of the first gifts I had been sent. Like I've gotten a few things here and there,
yeah.
especially through Who Charted, but
because you're like the OG of the engineers, right? Right.
Yeah, actually, well, I'm like technically like the eighth or ninth engineer at Earwolf. There oh, wow. was a high turnover.
We
rate
won't talk about that. Yeah, that R. sounds R. like
those are the old days.
Some bad business.
But Cody and I are both old. We're old slugs.
Yeah, here.
I mean, you're not as old because, as we established, he's sort of a caveman. He's as old right. as time.
Cody exists outside are. Of like our traditional
yeah.
time space.
Well, we feel like yeah. today just feels so right to have Brett here, who we haven't had yeah. as our engineer in months and months and months, and just because of scheduling. So yeah. you're a goddamn fucking delight. And then we've got Charlie, the Juice Man. In here, it just feels really, really right,
yeah.
you know. And
this
to
is a good
be
time.
Sitting with someone who makes the shoes, to be sitting with another person who has two
pairs.
I mean, so yeah. cool. So I feel like having the 32nd pair mm-hmm. of 2015 is when we receive them. Mm-hmm. That feels very like.
Well, and now that we know it's small batch.
Small batch.
Like, yeah, like, yeah.
This is extra special.
Mad small.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is sort of, and they're not in production anymore, Ems.
Right.
We
right.
freaking came in at the right time.
Yeah.
Hot.
So, yeah, it's like open-ended to, I said to, like, Adam Sachs.
Go ahead.
Who's super cool dude. I never met him.
He's but the CEO.
Just through emailing, you know.
CEO.
Hey,
something like that.
You know, has given, gotten me, you know, has ordered stuff for me. So that's, you know, cool. Obviously, some of the newer stuff.
Yeah.
Like the the Lapkus and the Paul F. Tompkins, they, Dana and Adam, we were emailing. But you're right. So I was like, I said to him, like, yeah, when he, the last ones he ordered, I think were the Howl shoes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I was like, you know, I'm really kind of not, I'm trying to like stop doing this, but there's an exception I'll make because of what this whole shoe headphone thing. I'm like, if there's any shoes that you continue to see in the future, I would want to be doing them, you know, I would be doing more of the pairs here, like the faces on the shoes, you know?
Yeah,
faces, I said that, I was
yeah.
like, so I was declining orders this whole year and leaving that open, like if he wanted more,
right.
which...
So so the door is open. So, right, for
the door, yes, yeah, the door is open for
that's
more
so
Earwolf
nice.
Wolf Hop shoes. If you know, if that is something that would even be wanted or whatever.
Obviously, it would be.
So and that maybe comes off as like, well, then everybody listening is like, well, what the heck? I want some shoes, and well
you can't
it's,
have them.
Right,
that's okay. That's okay.
Buy a painting from me. I would say to that.
And how would we do that? Where would someone go?
Right. Where do you go to find me? My website's GUICEMANN.com, and my email is just there. There's not like an order form process.
Okay,
you just email me or tweet at me or whatever.
Let's talk about your hair.
Okay.
I've been dying. These lovely locks. I mean, they are they're shiny.
They're shiny. They're
shiny
red.
Locks.
They're curly.
So what are we doing on the regular? Take us through a week in the life of your hair.
Okay, a week in the life of my hair. Well, I wake up and the hair is on my head. Probably was in a ponytail.
You're okay.
So sleep it in a ponytail.
Sure,
or whatever.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't do that.
I don't know.
Sometimes I wear it in a bun.
Oh. Right.
Am I doing something wrong? Should I be doing that?
No, it's probably better for breakage if you don't, but I have to get it off my head sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. Your hair looks great, too. I mean, you know, and over there as well, Deanna.
Thank you.
The curly locks as well. Yeah, we kind of match.
Yeah,
I like
we
it.
The compliments are just coming in today.
I mean, that was like already the connection when I first seen photos of you ladies, the long hair. And us three all have long hair.
There we go. It was meant to be. So you're not doing anything special.
Oh, no. You're wondering what the heck is going on. I mean, like, no, I usually just use, like, that big green bottle, Frutus.
Fructus. So that's called, he's using
Garnier Fructis. Right. Yeah, I don't do anything special. You know, I just use a shampoo. Like, yeah, I just use the random shampoo that was in my cousin's shower today. Yeah. It was Suave or something. Yeah. I don't know.
No problem.
It just kind of does its thing on its own.
You're blessed, I think, is what we've learned.
Sure. Thank you for that.
Are we man-bunning? Have you man-bunned?
I don't man-bun it. Not really. I mean, okay. I'll just throw it back in a little ponytail.
That's right. That's right.
And, I don't know. I never got into man buns yet. I don't necessarily know if I will.
What about a braid? Would you braid your hair? What about a French braid?
I mean, if the ladies would want to do that to my hair, sure. I don't know how to braid
myself.
I'm not going to go out of my way.
Because there's some YouTube videos, I'm sure, that would teach you.
But maybe that could be a new change in my life to braid my hair. I don't know.
Can I ask you?
I should be open to it.
You should.
I will.
When you dropped out of.
Oh, yes. We didn't talk about this. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So, just to get into the life of like a young artist.
Yeah.
First of all, would you, if somebody came up to you and they're like, hey, I love what you do.
Right.
And I kind of want to go down that path. I want to start doing art like exclusively or whatnot.
Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
Well, I would definitely encourage them to whatever it is that they're trying to do it. And because like, why not? What are you waiting for to do what you love to do? Right.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like, I know. Cause sometimes there's like resistance there with, and fear or whatever in trying to paint or whatever the creative project is. And, you know, but that's like, it's just all in one's own head, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, just do it. Like, there's no reason not to. And you're saying advice, like, maybe for schooling and stuff?
What your experience was, you did go to art school.
I did for one semester. And at that time was really a peak in painting shoes. Like, I was in Nylon Guys magazine after high school.
Sweet.
And that like was a thing that really built my head up big and was like, oh my gosh, I'm this guy painting these shoes. Oh, I'm getting all these orders now. And then I go to art school for one semester trying to balance painting shoes. I had like over 100 orders at that time and doing the art, the schoolwork as well. I ended up passing the semester, but I was like late to class and like fell asleep in writing class all the time. Mm. And I also was like having fun too, which going to art school, it's like, I don't know if, you know, I mean, going, to, you, it was you got to take
much.
It seriously going to college
a
little bit, you know, because otherwise you're wasting money.
Sure.
Art school is expensive as fuck, you know, and I know you guys swear on this podcast, so I knew that was a lot.
Let it rip.
so that like, yeah, it's like, yeah, I mean, I don't regret at all quitting art school because opportunities came about because I made that choice of going, all right, this semester ended. I think I'm going to not go back to this next semester. I'm just going to go move back home with my parents and paint all these shoes. And that's what I did.
And, you know, I think that what we're hearing is that, you know, you got to kind of follow your heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
And then see where life takes you. It might take you back home. Is there an exit strategy for home?
Is there an exit strategy?
Leave home?
Yeah, it's just a matter of saving up enough money. And, you know, that can be resistance. They're like, oh, I don't have enough money. Years go by, oh, I don't have enough money. And it's like, well, eventually I'll have enough saved to be able to be like, yes, I'll move. And also, I don't have a license. I can't drive. So really, the area I live in, there's a shopping center close by, 5 minutes away, with an art store, with a grocery store, everything I need.
Yeah.
I can, you know, it's really close. So I don't necessarily travel that far in life. It's like I'm at my house or I'm at the shopping center.
Yeah.
And
you can hustle up a driver's license, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. And I used to work at a restaurant bussing tables that was at the shopping center too. So,
oh my gosh.
But there was a fire that happened, so I kind of have been out of work for like 3 months and
right.
just.
Oh man.
But here's something there.
Okay.
You're out of work for 3 months. What are you going to do? Are you going to freak out?
No.
Are you going to stress out? Are you going to, you know, get another job that maybe you don't like as much? Or are you going to take the time, the 3 months, and sit there and work on all your creative ideas? And that's exactly what I've been doing since that happened. And so also that it's like that kind of thing wouldn't be able to happen if I wasn't living with my parents, kind of. I would not have as much creative time. So that's what you – there's maybe some sort of sacrifice with, okay, I'm not getting
– laid.
Laid, exactly. And, okay, we can talk about that. That's true. I have not been laid, haven't had sexual intercourse. I know you talk about
it. No, go ahead.
Vibing out with vibrators on the podcast. I heard that episode. January of 2011 was my last
We're in 2016 right now.
Right, I know. And so
Wait, hold on. Stop the clock. Whoa, stop the clock. Let's all take a breath. Hold on. Let's breathe. All right, hold on. Charlie, relax. Juice Man,
sorry.
Take it down a notch. Emily and I are going to talk right now, okay?
Okay.
Emily hasn't gotten laid since 2011.
I know.
So what? No, Juice Man, I need you to take it down a notch. Okay. You just sit tight. We're going to have a conversation.
You said this would be an intense episode.
We're going to just have a quick combo.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's a long time.
It's because he's living with his parents.
I know.
And he did that to save money.
Right.
He's got some money saved. He just doesn't have a car, so if somebody did want to date him, do they have Tinder in Ohio?
He's in a bad spot to get laid right now. Real bad spot.
How do we move him past this situation? Because at some point, it gets weird.
It does. I know. So I think he needs to take a couple steps to move out.
Okay.
Maybe the car is first.
So license?
License.
License to get laid. That's
because
the
at
next.
Least then you could drive somewhere to pick up someone and you could have sex in a car.
And or in their place. You don't
or at their place.
It's tough to bring someone home with mom sitting there.
Yeah, no, it's too
but,
weird.
But, you know, we got to get this fixed. Because when he does go to get laid, cute guy, no problem.
No problem.
No problem.
Should be getting laid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when he does find someone that he wants and he says, I haven't had sex since 2011,
he's
scared.
First of all, he shouldn't share that information.
Okay, so let's see. Okay. Hi, we're back.
Hey, I don't even know what you were just saying. I had my ears plugged, so, you know, I guess I'll find out when I listen to the pod.
Good.
We just talked about a couple things.
Okay.
When you do listen back, just take out a notebook.
Yeah, he has a pen. He just literally picked up a pen. And
take these notes.
Okay, so do you want to get laid?
You know what? It's something that...
boobs.
I know that's like some maybe shocking information with Tinder and all this stuff nowadays. I don't have a smartphone, so I don't know anything about Tinder. And you know, it's something that like,
the doctor. By the way, Emily's the doctor. I can see she's about to drop something on you. I don't know what it is yet. She's about to drop some shit on you. Go on.
I'm so glad we got to this point because it's an interesting thing for a man at 23 to go that long without such a thing because that's like, but here. And it's all because I've put my life into these shoes. That's the main thing. I, you know, have not, it was just so shoe focused that I did not want to. If there were opportunities, I kind of like shied away and like didn't want
but
to.
But let me ask you something.
Get caught
Kobe
up.
Bryant.
Kobe.
Put a big focus, thought in basketball,
right.
Nonstop. You think he didn't put
he
his
was
dick
banging.
In a lot of different places
he was
simultaneously
sex.
While thinking basketball. Do you know what I'm saying? Like two things can happen at one time.
Right, exactly. And, you know, when I was younger and caught up in like just painting shoes, I didn't believe, you know, I just wasn't open to that kind of information, you know, but as like I was saying, you know, with stopping the shoes and kind of like focusing more on paintings, I'm definitely grown as a person and am where I'm at today, I'm content with how I am today. And, I'm so fine with whatever happened to me in the past because it brought it to me where I am today. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
It's, and the lady thing, it's like, I just haven't made attempts to go out and meet people. Like, I really don't necessarily. I can, like, right here, you obviously see I'm pretty damn comfortable. I'm interacting with you socially.
You are. No
this
problem.
This is
no
problem. Human beings talking.
Human beings are talking.
And I don't necessarily go out of my way to do that back home. Out here, every day has been fantastic. Hanging out, having a wonderful time with my cousin, my brother, and
are you guys
their
going
friends.
Out to a bar?
All bars. We went to comedy shows. UCB Wednesday night.
Get to a bar.
UCB Thursday night.
Get to a bar.
Comedy Store Friday night.
Get to a bar. We need to get you
See, there's
to,
something too.
And you don't have to drink.
Okay, nice.
Have yourself a nice pop.
Tight.
As we say in Ohio.
Nice. How did you know that? Are you from Ohio?
No, but I figured.
Okay.
I'm from Michigan. We say pop.
Oh, well, hey there. we say pop in Ohio. I like that.
Pop.
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 Bars, pop. Drinking. I don't drink. I don't
no
smoke.
Problem.
I
you
don't
can,
smoke.
My husband doesn't drink. He'll go to a bar, no problem.
My husband doesn't drink. We were at a bar last night.
Yeah.
Nice. I get that. I understand that. And I'm not. I could.
Are
I'd
you
be open.
Worried about the? Because you will have sex in your life again.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No. And it's going to happen
well, maybe,
this year.
Maybe I'm going to go become a monk.
No,
that's
I'm just
an
kidding.
Option.
No,
I'm kidding.
No. No, this is not his
okay.
life.
Okay.
No.
The doctor's
he will be
end.
Having sex this year.
Go
you will
ahead.
Be having sex in 2016. These shoes need to move out of your life.
You know, that's exactly what
okay.
you're saying. It's all connecting
the
to
shoes, yeah.
everything.
No,
all right.
I'm you're in a transition. You
yeah,
already know it.
Right.
You already know that you're coming through the other side.
But I'm, I
this
mean,
is your year.
This is your year.
Like, obviously, sex, you know, it's like I'm 23. You know, I'm still learning everything in life. There's a lot I
Did
don't
you
know.
Did you have
so.
A bad sexual experience last time in 2011?
Oh, that was well. I thought it was more than it was. Maybe like it was
okay.
like it was when I left college. It was a girl I was with there, and it was kind of like we had to part ways because I just was like I'm just going to go paint shoes, and then she it wasn't an actual girlfriend. It was like a hook just
a
hooking
hookup.
Up for
All been
like
there.
A month or something.
All been there.
So
see,
that's two.
That's
yeah.
this is the issue
okay.
of why he's not Kobe Bryanting. It's because you can tell this sweet sensitive man.
Mm-hmm. Wants more.
He can't. He
That's
can't.
Fine.
Like, and I. That is
great.
You are what should be in the world.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have you been in that position where you're like, and by you I mean me, where you're like, oh my God, I'm so into this guy. We had sex, and then
and
he's
I thought
gone.
It was something, and
Ghost.
It was nothing.
Yeah,
he Kobe Bryant's you.
Yeah.
That's
this
like,
is not this
yeah.
man.
No.
This is a lovely, beautiful, respectful man who's going to love ladies.
Great.
That's what I was
going to
say. Like, about sex, it's like, yeah, obviously it's not all about just that. I would say when I was younger, and that's what it was about. Mm-hmm. I was just, like, the hookups in college.
Right.
And whatever girlfriends I was with. And I actually didn't even have sex till college. So I was 18
Me
when
neither.
I first did.
I
yeah.
was 22.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I mean,
40.
I just say the Kobe Bryant standard is a little
All
aggressive
right.
on a young man.
Yeah, no, of course.
You know.
I'm not saying, I was thinking someone who's passionate about something and thinks about it all the time.
Oh, right.
That's where he came
well,
into
right.
my mind.
You know, a lot of men say, I'm career-focused.
Career-focused.
Okay.
Career-focused.
Someone,
yeah.
And
Which
I believe Kobe Bryant is someone who spins out on, he was basketball. You know, I just, am I
right.
wrong? I mean, I don't know him that well, but am I?
You're right about that.
That's
all,
that's
sure.
what I was thinking of, somebody who was at the top of, like, constantly thinking about their quote-unquote art.
Yeah.
You know? That's where it...
But I think dry spells happen for young men in their 20s
yeah.
more than people might
so
imagine.
So what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, I'm just saying you have plenty of time and you shouldn't be
yeah, thank
too
you,
worried
Brett.
About it.
Well, it's our job
no
to
problem.
Worry. Like, you know...
Yeah, we're going to worry.
I'm Jewish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need things to worry,
need to worry about.
I'm not worried about it.
He's
like,
getting laid this year, though, so I'm
yeah,
not worried.
Yeah, so Emily
oh,
already
absolutely.
Told us that. It's less about that. It's more just like... I do think there's something to getting when you can, when you're out of something for so long, it, you can just sort of
yeah.
then it's out of your life. Like it can kind
right.
of just go.
Well, and
out.
You're not in balance.
If
you're, you know what I'm saying? Like you need love and affection and some
do you,
great lady
yeah,
in your life.
Yeah.
And you need to make time and space for that.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say is it's not been a priority. Obviously, the
yeah.
shoes have been a priority and just...
They're done.
It's... And that... Yeah, like now, like I'm not as crazy as I once was with staying in a room for way too long painting. It's like I'll do a painting session, you know, and just be focused on it for quite a few hours and then I'll go do something else. Get outside.
Yeah.
I'll take a walk.
Take
I'll go read
balance.
Somewhere. And so that's right. But there's definitely room for me to be able to experience friendship with a woman. And, it's just a matter of me, saying yes to that. And
Putting
energy in. I'm not putting
any energy
into it at all, really.
Back that tush right up into it.
Do you feel like we were too hard on you, Charlie, or you wanted to have this conversation a little bit? Or you hated it?
Huh. I mean, I figured this would come up because I know you've talked about, like, you know, you fucking you and like us. Who gets like, hey, how many people do you have? Like, I heard the Brandon Wardell episode where he said instead of fucking the girl, he jacked off and ate chicken wings. And that made me laugh really hard.
Well, because he's another person who isn't about that banging life, you know?
Right.
But yeah, you know, right, exactly. So what was the question? Did you go
Are
too
you okay?
hard on me?
Now, Brett made me feel nervous that we went too,
no,
went too hard.
No, it's just, it's mainly Emily's gesture of this while she talked about Kobe Bryant.
As I bang my fist into my hand.
That's where you had to pump the brakes a little bit. Okay.
I had to say, you know, give the guy a break. You can't go from zero to Kobe Bryant in one.
Fair. I'd feel like no one should be Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was brought up in charges, so we don't want that. There's also there's always that.
He's a rapist.
Right.
But I totally agree.
I understand. No, it's like, just that, I know it's so funny that just sex, I don't know, you know, like I'm saying, I'm content with how I am.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not, obviously, I don't know. It's so hard to explain.
You're good where you are, but there's more. In life, you know, there may be another avenue you go down, and that and we are gonna, you know, I think the Dr. Foster, I thought maybe she would touch on, I think sometimes when you set certain things up as roadblocks, such as no license, no smartphone, you know, they are ways to not have to.
You've secluded yourself.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So these are not hard things to acquire. And so sometimes when if you do acquire them, you're saying to yourself, okay, I don't have that as an excuse anymore. Not that a smartphone's going to change your life, but I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to meet someone in Ohio and you live with your mom and you don't have a car, it is harder to, you know, get out there.
You got, I mean, let's get out of that house.
I
gotta get out of that house.
It's funny doing this because it's, let's see. Yeah. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be there. I mean, I really like will be getting a job when I go home after this. Like I leave on Sunday, I'll be looking for a job to start saving money again. You know,
great. How much, if I want to buy one of your large pieces,
right.
What are we looking at?
Yeah. And you know, earlier I said that quote about laboring for art, over prostitution, over love, like selling over just doing it for love.
Right.
Like, all these paintings I'm working on are ideas that, I love and am excited to be working on. And, I can't take credit for everything I do because I mean, there's invisible things happening that I can't understand.
Always. Like the prickly hair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. You're saying about the
Cody's,
universe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how Engineer Brett's here. And that's crazy that I got to do this podcast.
Perfect.
And Engineer Brett was on over here to my right. So what
how
did
much,
you ask me?
How much
for a big painting?
How much for a painting? Right. So basically I'm working on, I got recently before I came here, somebody contacted me about showing at a gallery in Ohio. So that's like she was saying about like 15 to 20 big paintings.
Wow.
So, so everything you just said about sex and all that, you know, it might not happen, till after April of this next year.
That's not so far away.
That's not far.
Even if it does, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who can tell the future? Unless you're Raven Simone on the Disney Channel.
always said that. I've always said that.
Right. She did the look like, and then she told the future.
That's so Raven.
What would you purchase? I don't know. What are you?
Give
what
me
are you
an
trying
idea.
To get?
A
what
range.
Kind of size?
I would like a 5x3.
5 feet by 3 feet, painting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would say like $1,000 or something, but you know, I don't know. Because I'm really just getting started into.
So you don't know what the price is.
Selling these. Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, I've sold shoes and I've sold some paintings, but not where I'm at now. These bigger paintings I'm doing. Like, I have like an 8 feet long one and like 5 feet high one that I'm working on of geometric shapes. And so that one, you could sell for a lot of money probably, you know?
And whatever price you put on it.
Yeah.
Mark it up. It's worth more. It's worth more. It's worth more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
See, it's money. I think just money is a...
It's complicated.
Thing
it's
that,
complicated, but you know what? It's it. don't sweat that. You're not prostituting yourself
right.
regardless.
I know.
Deserve it. You deserve money. Don't forget that. You deserve to be comfortable. You deserve to be happy. Money, it's energy. Give yourself that energy.
Right. I know you're saying about smartphones and sex and all this stuff. I'm very big into remaining in the quiet and just being with whatever the project is. So that's what I would say. If anybody's listening to this, I would say, if you're working on something and you really want to get good work done on it, set a timer for 20 minutes. Work on it for that 20 minutes. Just hyper-focus on that project. And take a break. Come back for 20 minutes. Take a break. Come back for 20 minutes. You got a good hour of painting done.
Right.
And that's a technique I've been using recently. But sometimes I listen to podcasts too, like the OMFG Babes, of course. But I also dig the quiet a lot. And, if you have all this distraction in your head, sometimes you're not going to catch the ideas that are remaining in the quiet.
Right. I like that. I will take that note.
Yeah. Get the ideas in the quiet.
Yeah, just be in the focus. Take time, set a timer.
I need more quiet. I need more quiet in my life.
I know maybe that's something that a 23-year-old, everyone's on the smartphones and stuff. So not everyone.
No,
a lot of people.
You're totally right.
A lot of people are in,
take that note.
You're saying disconnect completely and focus.
Yeah. So that's something that I've learned. I know about it, doing work on myself, what I'm saying, with just it, before getting into a actual relationship, because then I'll be, obviously you're ready when you're ready, whatever. If a relationship happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But I would say whoever the next lady is that I become...
is about to get juiced.
Entangled with.
Oh, entangled.
or whatever. It's, it'll be meaningful time, thoughtful. It's not going to be
something.
You're going
to become incorrect.
Yeah. Yes. All over the place. I had to say that.
It got real dirty all of a sudden.
You said coming correct.
I'm sweating.
I set it up. Where things like that get said.
What I think is, we did this podcast.
Yep. It's time.
We have the 30-second pair of shoes from 2015,
which we love.
It's basically a collector's item.
Yeah.
We will all be going to the Juice Man's website. It's juiceman.com.
Yeah, with a G, two N's on the man. And yeah, you're going to find their paintings, drawing, illustrations, funny videos, beats and sounds, pictures of me.
Great.
Thank you
I screwed up there. Well, and all the shoes are there. So if you want to see the shoes
from
2015 back to 2005, there's a lot of pairs there. You can see them, but
Can't get them.
I can't necessarily say that I'm taking orders anymore.
You're not taking orders, and they're going to have to deal with it.
Right,
okay, everybody? You're going to have to fucking deal with it.
Yeah. It's just okay. Yeah. It's just funny letting go of something that's been part of me, for a long time.
Come back.
But we're ready to move forward.
Evolve.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally am. Yeah. That's what year to move forward. You're right. Yeah.
We're doing it.
Right.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to thank you as well for having me here today on OMFG.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure.
Bye.
OMFG.
Wow. Charlie, gotta love him.
Oh my gosh.
He's a doll.
He's like the sweetest thing to ever saunter in here with those locks.
Look, he's been sitting in Ohio with his mom quietly doing art. So he had a lot to say.
Love it.
I feel like we got a lot out of Charlie.
He dropped in our laps.
I think he needed us. I do.
Yeah.
Brett, when we said goodbye, we took our great picture. It was so cool out there with him. And Brett gave him some excellent, you never hear dude on dude advice.
Yeah, there should be more dude on dude.
Super good dude on dude advice.
He needed a dude.
He needed
input.
Go ahead. So you said to him.
All I said to him was to, you recommended going to a bar, which I agree with.
Okay.
Yes, great.
But also I said, that's really easy for women to just show up at a bar. That's enough sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. It is easier for men at a bar.
And in their 20s, I know how it is. It's just, you got to stay at that bar for a long time.
This was the dude-on-dude advice.
I was saying just stay there. Because it's easy to just be like, this is lame, man. Let's go back.
No one's talking to me. I'm out.
Right. I'm out. So just stay there. Give it more time.
And if you give it more time, the ladies are going to
just things unfold. I'm not saying anything
last
creepy.
Last man standing is always a good, yeah.
Just certain crowds move out, certain crowds move in.
And you're still
and
there.
You're still there, and you've just given more time for things to happen.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Because sometimes you need to give it time.
And also,
yeah.
And when you think about it, it's like when people are ready to leave is maybe when they're ready to find someone to
leave with.
Leave with. And so if you're leaving like early, you're skipping that whole part of
that
the,
whole leave
the
with someone
night.
Part.
Right.
I think you should write a book. Like this is like the Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway book where you just have to read the title, but then you also buy the book because you think maybe there's more in there. Mm-hmm. So this is like your book. It's like, just stay at the bar.
Just stay. Yeah.
Hey, guys, just stay at
or
the bar.
Or it could be called, you could have a topless photo. It could be called Man on Man.
Me great. Topless?
Yeah.
And, okay.
And
okay.
You would think it was like gay porn or something, but no, it's the best advice book ever.
Yeah.
It's just a man thought.
Man on man. Yeah. I think you got something.
I want everyone to go to juiceman.com with a G and two N's. This kid is a true artist.
Yep.
He deserves our support.
Yep.
He's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Ladies, if you are feeling the Juice Man and you're in your 20s, you know what?
And you're in Ohio.
Hit him up.
Drop him a line.
Say, hey, Juice, what's going on?
Because you know what? He is a catch.
He's very cute.
Yes.
And he's got great hair and he's talented. He's sweet.
He's very sweet.
So that's what we learned today from the Juice Man. He also, if you are on our Twitter, @OMFGPod, and you see our faces up there.
He drew them.
He drew those for us. He's given us a lot.
That's what we look like.
That's what we look like-ish in a caricature way, which I love.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
I think it's just so adorable.
Ugh.
And I am Deanna Chang @DeannaRaphael.
Still gets me every time.
Jesus.
I am Emily Foster @FridaFoster.
That's a thinker too, girl.
I know.
Okay.
And Frida's not even spelled in a way people want to spell it.
Yeah.
It's not friendly.
It's not friendly.
It's not friendly. When I first signed up for Twitter, I got on there and I had just broken up with someone who was like a Twitter superstar, and I didn't want him to find me.
Okay, so you made it tough. Yeah. So that's why, listeners, when you go to find us, it ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
It's not going to be. That means you really like us if you find us.
You have a high IQ if you find us. We like it that way.
Appreciate all your support. Thank you. Follow the Juice Man also on Instagram and on Twitter. You can see a lot of his artwork there as well. And what a day.
Follow your passion. That's what he taught us.
That's what he taught us.
Enjoy.
And bye.
Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, Earwolf listeners. This is Hillary Frank from The Longest Shortest Time, where we ask the hard-hitting questions.
What will happen if I don't have a shadow? What does the tooth fairy do with her tooth?
Am I the real Batman?
Who's Jesus' grandparents?
John Willis, age 3, bringing out the big guns. I'm actually, like, rattled.
The Longest Shortest Time. It's the parenting show for everyone. Listen at longestshortesttime.com, earwolf.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 This has been a Wolf Pop production. Executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.